Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia, advises that the level of solar activity continues to be at a very low level. This situation has been experienced now for several months, and it's not likely to change in the near future. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has dropped to 71, that's 71, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has fallen to single digit 6. And those figures indicate that long distance propagation, that's long distance multi-hop propagation, on frequencies above about 10 megahertz, on darkness or semi-darkness paths will continue to be unreliable in the immediate future. However, frequencies above 10 megahertz on daylight paths will be somewhat more satisfactory. Some information now concerning monitoring analysis here in Melbourne. This is in our mid-afternoon period. The time window, 0530 through to 0600, and we look at the 31 and 25 metre bands. Quite a lot of activity in those bands in that time frame. 9885, the Voice of America from the Santa Maria di Galleria relay station in the Vatican, with programming in French to Africa and Europe. 9700, the Voice of Turkey with Turkish programming, very strong signals. 9555, Saudi Arabian Broadcasting Service with programming in Arabic. 9535, Radio Havana, Cuba with programs in English. And 9420, the Voice of Greece with its programs in Greek to Europe, Africa and the Middle East. And the 25 metre band, 11620, China National Radio Network 5 in Chinese. 11650, China Radio International from Kunming in Vietnamese. It's a strong signal here in Melbourne. 11660, China National Radio Network 2. That's otherwise known as China Business Radio. 11680, the Korean Central Broadcasting Station, Pyongyang, with programming in Korean. 11700, Radio Havana, Cuba, in Spanish. And 11745, the Saudi Arabian Broadcasting Service, in Arabic. 11760, China National Radio Network 1 in Chinese. And 11790, NHK Radio Japan Tokyo, broadcasting in Russian from the Yamata transmitting station. 11840, China National Radio Network 2. Eleven 850, another frequency for Radio Havana, Cuba, in Spanish. 11860, Saudi Arabian Broadcasting Service, again in Arabic. And 11875, Iran, broadcasting in Turkish, good signals. 11905, China National Radio Network 6, in the Hakka dialect. 11935, China National Radio Network 5 in Chinese. 11970, China National Radio Network 2, China Business Radio, also in Chinese. And 11980, Radio Free Asia, from the Dushanbe Relay Station in Tajikistan. Good signals to Asia. And 12015, the BBC, from the Dubai Relay Station in the UAE, with programming in Arabic. And 11840, NHK, Japan, this time from the relay station at Madagascar, with programming in French for Africa and the Middle East. So quite a number of signals audible there. That's between 0530 and 0600, our mid-afternoon window here in Melbourne. Good reception in the 31 and 25 metre bands, including signals from all continents. And that reception pattern is believed to be will continue in the near future. Turn our attention now to reception on the other side of the world, this time from our monitoring friends, Technical Monitoring Organisation in Sofia, Bulgaria. And these notes were made during the daytime reception period in Eastern Europe recently. Transworld Radio India, broadcasting via the Yerevan, Armenia relay station, 1415 to 1445, frequency 9300 in English to Southern Asia on Saturdays and Sundays. The transmitter power there is 300 kilowatts and the antenna is 100 degrees. Radio Dark, that's D-A-R-C, via the Moosbrunn, Austria relay station, heard in Europe between 1000 and 1100 on 6070 with 100 kilowatts, non-directional, mainly for Central Europe, in German on Sundays. And Adventist World Radio from the relay station in Germany, from Nauen, daytime reception in Bulgaria, 1000 to 1100 on 9610. In Italian to Southern Europe on Sundays with very good signals. Transmitter power 125 kilowatts and the antenna 180 degrees. Reception of Vela 370. Vela 370 radio tag is the name of the station. Using relay station in Europe. 1100 to 1200, non-directional to Central Europe in German on Sundays, low power and non-directional. And the voice of the Oromo Liberation, also broadcasting from Nauen in Germany, it's a broken relay station operation there, 9610 is the frequency, and late afternoon reception there in Bulgaria, 1700 to 1730, to East Africa in Oromo and African languages, Fridays and Sundays, transmitter power 100 kilowatts and the antenna 144 degrees. And the frequency change for the station known as Dengue Velat, broadcasting via the Gregoria Pole transmitting station. 0600 to 1600 on 15170 to Western Asia in Kurdish. That are three places the previous broadcast, 0600 on to 1400, which was on 13730. Transmitter power 300 kilowatts and the antenna 116 degrees. And the IRRS, broadcasting the Adventist World Radio Wavescan shortwave listeners program. 9510, 1030 to 1230 in English to Western Europe.
and the power there 100 kilowatts and the antenna 300 degrees. Station known as the Isle of Music by a station in an unknown location in Europe. 9400 between 1500 and 1600. English and Spanish on Sundays. Transmitter power 100 kilowatts and antenna 030. Bible Voice Broadcasting Station, a religious organisation, using relay facilities at Dushanbe. 7555 is the frequency out of the top end of the 41 metre band. 1300 to 1330, English to East Asia, Mondays to Wednesdays, and 1300 to 1315 on Saturdays, and 1315 to 1345. Saturdays in Korean. Transmitter power 100 kilowatts and the antenna 071 degrees. Far East Broadcasting Association, religious broadcaster using relay facilities at Erevan in Armenia. Heard on 7510, 1730 to 1800 to East Africa in the Silta language. 300 kilowatts, transmitter power, the antenna 192 degrees. And the station known as Radio Ndarison International via the Wolferton relay station in the UK. 9635, 1800 to 1900 in the Kanuri language to West Africa. Transmitter power 250 kilowatts, antenna direction 152 degrees. And another religious station known as Follow the Bible Ministries from Wolferton in England or UK. 6180, 1830 to 1858 to the Near Middle East in Arabic on Sundays. Antenna 300 kilowatts. And the antenna, I'm sorry, the transmitter 300 kilowatts and the antenna 114 degrees. So those notes were sourced to the Bulgarian DX monitoring organization in Sofia in Bulgaria.
That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.